Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Hello there and welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Josh.
That's right.
April.
Mm-hmm.
And me, Larry. And this week we bring you a triple trouble therapy episode.
Ain't selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see.
Come on.
And you won't see me in the advertising.
See, I like to party, not Keith Riccardi. Cause I'm not looking to throw up for nobody. No for my spiel, or anyone real. This is like having a delicious meal.
And well, moving the crowd, well, that's a must. I got some words that apply to us. And that's mesmerizing.
It's a cold October evening.
It is. You can play November Rain from when we come back.
Okay, yeah, we might have.
Even though it's October Rain.
It feels like November Rain.
It is. No. It's gross out there.
You can almost get away with playing Down with the Sickness.
Yeah, that too.
April's still recovering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Ryan
Poor Ryan.
The vid.
He finally got it.
Yeah.
It caught up to him.
That leaves us just you and me, April.
I know. Stay strong.
Yeah.
Battle Royale.
Yeah, that's not a game of. Well,
no.
You know what? I do want to win.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, that's a good game to win.
Yeah.
Right? God,
when did you find out? Was it Monday? Yesterday?
This morning, wasn't
this
it?
This morning. Recording?
Yes.
Did you guys do band last night?
No, we didn't.
Okay. I should have asked before I showed up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we. Conveniently, it was just one of those things that we didn't have practice this past week. And mm-hmm. We were, it's funny because I had to cancel for our next practice early because I'm like, oh crap, my son Garrett has his first band performance. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, sorry, I won't be able to do it. You guys could still do it. And mm-hmm. Well, yeah, now that's not happening either.
That's right. Not a non-issue.
Yeah, because I saw the line of text when I was pooping this morning.
Yep.
Just following the whole drama.
I like, know. Wow. I figured something bad was happening when I heard
5:30.
Josh's text. Because Josh is, hold up your phone to the microphone. I'll text you and you can hear what Josh's text tone is.
Okay.
Do you not have mindset? Is that?
No.
Oh. So...
Anyway,
it
so when
sound.
When Ryan texts Josh, mm. it's Lil Sweet from the Dr. Pepper commercials mm-hmm. going, sweet. Oh,
it's just what you want to hear 87 times.
Yeah, at 5:30 in the morning. So that's
I
when I heard that before my alarm went off, I was like, something bad is happening.
Which could be a number
in
of things.
In my life, it could be a myriad of things.
Yeah. Sweet. There it is.
That's what I heard at 5:15.
Rest in peace, Prince.
I was going to say Justin Guarini. I'm pretty sure he's
oh,
still
is that
who
that? Yeah. That was Prince.
I think that's who he was channeling.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Couldn't tell. So yeah, we found out this morning that he is mm-hmm. the vid. He
yeah,
said
we
he
had
felt
to do-
like he thought he fell down. He said he felt like he fell down a flight of stairs.
Yes.
That's accurate.
Like it's flu, but advanced flu.
Did he, is he super boosted?
Do yes. We
know? I don't know.
I think he is.
I know he's first and second.
Yeah, I got the third about a month ago.
No,
yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, because how many boosters are you allowed to have now? It's like the two initial and then...
There's the two initial. There was the first two was the one,
right.
Technically.
Yep.
Then there was another.
Right.
And then the third.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's what I'm
yeah.
at.
I have the second. I have not gotten the third yet.
Yeah, so. I haven't got the second one yet.
I don't know why.
It wasn't. It's not because I don't want to. Republican people can just back off. It's not that I'm scared of being upgraded or anything.
Right.
I don't even think it. Well, it's some Republicans, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to think that we don't have any of the super diehards.
I think hi, Andy. I think the super hippies also fall into the anti-vax as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just
rub a crystal on it. You'll be fine, I guess.
Exactly. That's what's funny about when people say like right wing, left wing, like it's really just a circle because as soon as you get extreme on either end, they're just meeting back in the middle anyway.
Yeah. It's weird.
No, it's just like April got hers and the plan was for me to get it a few weeks later and we just never did it.
It's like two blocks from your house.
I know.
I know. That's the worst part.
We have no excuse.
Yeah. Okay.
He has no excuse.
I'm just chiding.
Hey, you don't have the third one.
Well, in the spirit of Ryan and him having COVID, obviously, I don't know if he's lost his sense of smell yet.
Okay.
He has not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's coming, I'm sure.
Stop smelling cat piss.
Yeah, right. So in the spirit of Ryan and sending him good vibes, I thought, what would be a great game to play with my friends? We're going to have a COVID-style smell off.
Okay.
Smell and taste off.
Well, I took a shower, so okay. Sorry.
So I've picked 5 smells and 5 tastes for each of you. Okay. And none of them are the same. It's 20 different things.
All right.
And I've prepared them in little cups.
Okay.
And I will present you with them. You have to have your eyes closed.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's cheating. And then when you taste them, nose plugged as if you have COVID.
Okay.
It has to be a blind tasting.
Scare me.
So I will ask you, do you want to start with smell or do you want to start with taste?
Do we want to go like one of us does all of them, then the other?
Well, because I have them separated on my different trays over here. So we'll do all smells and then all taste or all taste and all smells. But we can alternate, like Larry will do one, then you do one. And whoever.
Yeah, so I think we'd like to see each other's reactions.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So what do you, I smell?
I don't care. Yeah, smells let's do first? Smell
okay.
first.
Okay. Let me get my tray, my Trayo smells.
It's like dipping your toe into the pool, I think smells are.
Right. I feel like I should probably switch to non-flavored water for once we get to taste, so that way I can rinse my palate.
I've got my cup of water in my official mom cup.
Yep. April declared you the podcast mom.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so I also have prepared... Sorry, my throat was kind of scratchy. Mm-hmm. I also prepared a small cup with coffee grounds to cleanse your smeller.
Okay.
If you so request.
To Swiffer the sniffer.
Yes. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I was going to let him either say that or we're going to rock, paper, scissors.
So I'll just back up and just tell me when I can smell.
Okay. Let's start
I'm
with.
I'm not going to look either.
Start with this one. Okay. Here. Hold your hand out. There's your cup.
Okay, smell it.
Get deep in there.
Oh, boy. I cannot tell. Do I need to go deeper in the...
I mean, you can get in there.
I can't smell anything.
Apparently.
He's got the vid.
No, Josh has COVID.
Yeah, I can't...
Yeah, I can smell that one pretty clearly. But I also know what it is. This one, I'll let you smell it one more time, and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
That is.
Yeah, I literally can't smell anything.
Lemon juice.
I can't smell.
You'll taste it.
Now I'm worried.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right,
I am too.
Larry, your turn.
Okay.
I will give you this one.
Okay.
All right, hand out. There's your sample. Your sniffing sample. You may need to get deep in there. Does it smell familiar at all?
Yes, it does. It smells like a cooking spice of some sort.
It is. You are correct.
I'm going to go with oregano.
Oh, very close. It was dill.
Dill. Okay. Can you smell that? It's very faint.
Yeah, very, 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 very faint.
You have to, like,
faint.
Full nose, like, dunk it in there. Yeah.
Okay, let's try this. Okay,
I'm like, that's doing fake weed.
I'm doing
all right. Here's Josh's next one.
Okay.
I'll give him an easy one because he bombed that last one.
Okay.
Smell that one.
Oh boy. That is onion.
That is correct. It is white onion.
Oh, yum.
I didn't see anything here.
Okay. All right.
Oh boy. Yeah, that one hit me like a punch in the nose.
Well, I'm glad you could smell that.
Yes, me too.
Okay, here's Larry's next one. Do you smell anything?
I do.
Okay.
Very faint.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've lost it.
It was there. Boy. Now it's gone.
No.
It's a ghost.
It is. It's really faint. Mustard?
Very close. It is ketchup.
Okay.
Josh wants to smell all ears.
Yeah.
Oh, you can smell that, huh?
Yep.
Weird.
Apparently, he was just nose blind to the lemon juice,
which is odd, but
right.
But and I couldn't smell ketchup, so.
Yeah, I mean, this is heavy.
Yep. Get a good whiff. Get a good old whiff.
Banana.
Nice. Yes, correct. That was mashed banana. It's turned all nice and brown.
Ooh. Banana, the guacamole of fruits.
Indeed. All right. Larry, here's your next one.
Okay.
Careful, it's a bit full. You don't want to put your nose all the way into that.
No, you definitely do.
It doesn't have a smell. Nannies?
That one doesn't really have a smell, does it? It did when I took it out of the package. It's maple syrup.
Okay.
You gotta like really.
Yeah, I can't smell it.
You really have to huff that one.
Huffing syrup.
Okay.
All right, Josh's next one. Do this one next.
So like Josh is 2-0 here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping score.
Whoa. Oh. Look at the booze. No, it's like pepperminty. Definitely peppermint. Oh boy, that's just clearing the sinuses.
You want to smell this one, Larry?
Yeah.
I'd almost say it's vodka, but
no, that's it's.
Yeah,
it's definitely pepperminty.
Yeah.
You have a final answer? They're covered up, so you can open your eyes.
Gosh,
I'm gonna go with some sort of extract.
Yeah, I feel like it's peppermint. It has to be peppermint.
It is. It is peppermint extract. Okay. Nice call, Larry. I think Larry gets a half point, even though that wasn't his. All right.
Do I still get a point though?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna
say. All right, Larry, you ready for yours?
Yes. All right.
Now I feel like I have to check them to make sure I can smell them. Good to go.
Warming up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, I like that. Soap?
No.
Oh, my God. It's
fresh ginger.
Real? Yeah, yep. It is.
I
mean, looking
one
at it, it is. Yeah, it was like cleaning something.
Yeah, I could
supplies?
See that.
Something. That's what I was thinking.
This is the last one?
Yes, this is your last one. I think you'll get this one.
Oh, smells like anise.
Like me? Anise?
Yeah, I think it's anise.
Smells like anise. It's Larry. I want to see if Larry can get this one. You can look at it. There's not really much to see.
Whoa. Chili powder?
No, this is actually my favorite spice of all time. Clove.
Clove?
Oh, no.
Like the cigarettes I smoked in the 90s.
Yes.
Jarms?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
All right, Larry, you ready for your last one?
Yes.
All right. Careful with this one because it's just don't wobble it a lot.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's pickles.
Yeah. Pickle juice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to smell that.
Well done. So where do we stand after that?
I had 3.
And I have a half a point.
We have 1.5.
1.5. That's right. I got pickle. That's right. I got pickle. Yep. The last one I forgot I got.
No one used the coffee.
No, we did
not
about it. Cleanse our sniffers.
Yep. Okay.
Swiffer our sniffers.
That's right. Are you ready for food now?
Oh, man. This is going to be interesting.
Now, I will preface this by saying everything is genuinely human food and edible and supposed to be eaten. I'm not like, here, try this, and it's cat food.
All right. So I'll go. I guess I'll go first, unless you want to go first this time, Larry. I don't care.
I'll go first this time.
Okay. Oh, man, I'm nervous about this. All right, so we got to plug our noses, too.
Yep, you can't look, and you have to keep your nose plugged.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness.
Okay, let's do...
Taste the honey.
This one, here. Hold your hand out. Oh, it's Larry's going, okay.
I didn't look, so...
All right, here you go, Larry. Plug your nose.
I know you have the towel lifted, but I'm not looking. Plus, I don't have my glasses on. Okay.
Well. You can reach in and grab. They're like bites of...
Chicken wings.
Plug your nose.
Taste the biscuit. Go plug your nose.
Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
Any guesses?
Radish.
You got it. Nice.
Took me a little bit. You don't like radish?
I don't.
Crunchy radish on the salad. Mm.
To get your butt. All right. All on me. You ready, dear?
Yep. I don't like it when
it mixes with my... I'm going to give you this one. This is one that you can reach in and bite or shake into your mouth.
Special sauce to spur my curiosity. Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't do all of it. Just give me... Probably only need one.
Oh, what a deal. A big old box of
carrot for me.
Yeah, carrot. Good job. You know I'll take coleslaw. All right, Leary.
Oh, man, taste is hitting me now that I'm not plugging my nose anymore.
Yeah,
all right. Here you go, Larry. This is another one you can shake gently into your mouth.
It was the texture that got me more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's raisins.
Very close. It is dried cranberries.
You know, when I unplug my nose, now I can taste
cranberries. Yeah, of course. Funny how that works, huh?
Yum.
All right, I'm going to give you... All right, ready, dear?
Yes. Yep. Taste the biscuit.
All right, this is a sipper.
Oh, okay.
Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of biscuit with the honey
apple
sauce.
Juice or apple cider.
Apple cider, good call.
Get your honey sauce on me. I don't like the way...
Just drooled on myself. My... All right.
Yeah, it's... Oh, man, it's so strange.
All right, this is a sipper for you, Larry. Okay. This is a liquid. My chicken
wings. All right, I'll try it. Take us out. Taste the biscuit. That's apple juice.
Incorrect. It is orange juice.
Oh, there it is. Yep. It's weird.
It's interesting. It's funny how
it's like
it?
a floodgate opening.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Ready, dear?
Yes.
Taste the goodness of the biscuit. All right. This is a picker-upper, or you can gently dump.
Toss down a few.
I don't like the way it tastes on my chicken wings. Taste the biscuit. Taste the...
Any guesses? Biscuit.
Green pepper?
Incorrect. No. What is it?
That's cucumber.
Incorrect. It is raw potato.
Cucumber. You don't like cucumber?
No, but I dislike raw potato even more. Evil.
All right, ready, Leary?
No evil, but in feeding
this
you the onions.
This is a dump. You can dump it in.
There we go. Clean the palate.
Get that orange juice out of
all
there.
Right, there we go. Yep. Coleslaw on the side.
I could tell you wanted to try really? The potato wedges.
Is that like that mixed fruit out of a can?
I'll give you that. It's peaches. It's diced peaches.
I'm just waiting for like the raw onions or something to come.
Right?
No, she just does the evil things to me. God,
do not.
Raw potato.
Okay, this is a light sipper. Good.
Ah, it's all in his beard.
That's maple syrup.
It is. It is.
It's spider web to
it
do his
did.
Bit.
It's spider web all the way down. For these last two, they could use a spoon. Mm-hmm. Do you want to just?
I'll just dip my
finger it, for lack of better phrasing.
Yes, we will finger it.
Okay, that actually might be helpful because you'll get a short burst of texture.
Right. Probably should have had him finger that syrup.
Yeah, well, where's the fun in that?
There is. We wouldn't have had that moment.
I know. Oh, my Lord.
On my beard, on my shirt.
It's good for you.
You should have been like, stick your tongue in it.
You can do that with this next one.
Okay.
All right.
It's my turn.
It's Larry's turn. This is the last one for Larry. All right, don't forget to plug your nose.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the way it tastes on my chicken wings. Vanilla pudding. Taste the
goodness of the biscuit. Incorrect. Can you taste it now?
No. Taste the butter spread. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the that's sour cream. I don't get the point. It hadn't like it felt like pudding, but it had no taste because I had my nose plugged. It's so strange. Right.
There you go.
Oh my.
Either lick it or dip your finger, or either way, plug your nose.
You got there you go.
I'm watching a porno.
I know, right? Curiosity.
Just give me a five-piece meal. Oh, what that a deal. That is pudding. A big old box, it's all for me. You know, I'll take cold. Chocolate pudding.
I'll give you a half a point. It's vanilla. It's vanilla pudding.
He's like, I'll just finish that thing off right now.
It kind of looks like a vagina.
Oh, good Lord.
Make everything like weird. So let's see, we went into that with 3 points and 1.5 points. And how did we do on that one? I stopped keeping track.
I got
you got radishes.
Radishes and
peaches. I gave you points for. So three and eight. So Josh wins. Josh has a good sniffer.
And a good taster. A good licker and a good sniffer.
Hey.
Because I'm a licker and I'm a sniffer.
That's how that song goes, right?
It's precisely how they wrote it the original way.
Yeah, of course.
God, that maple syrup. That and the potatoes.
That was just the luck of the draw.
Potatoes. Yep. Come on.
I don't think they're that bad raw.
Raw? Yeah, with a little salt. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I even chopped them up into nice uniform cubes for
that's
you.
That's beautiful. They were.
Well, that put it. They put in some work on that.
I wanted to do something that was, you know, an homage to our dear, soon-to-be smellless friend.
Yes. Oh, well.
There's still syrup on me.
We're going to take a break so Josh can clean himself up.
We'll be back.
Yeah, it was Bjork.
Nice.
Your ears work, too.
Apparently. It's because of her funny voice. It's the only reason why I knew.
Yeah, her new album just dropped.
Oh, so like album 20 for her?
Something like that. I'm a big fan of hers.
Yeah, she's all right.
She's all right. Brian's all right. Probably by the time this comes out, I would say go to the Facebook page and wish him well, but he might be cured by the time this comes on. I don't know.
So wish him a happy Kwanzaa.
I think this will be out by Kwanzaa.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know when Kwanzaa. It's Christmas time, I think. Yeah. Holidays. Mm-hmm.
They're coming up, buddy.
I like it. I love Christmas.
Me too. I'm ready.
Thanksgiving. I like that too.
I'm ready to spoil my wife for Christmas. You know what sucks?
What?
So, for April's, for Christmas this year,
mm-hmm.
I had vowed a long time ago that should Blink 182 ever reunite with Tom DeLonge mm-hmm. and do a tour, mm-hmm. that we would go.
Mm-hmm.
No ifs, ands, or buts. We would go see Blink 182. Okay.
Which body part are you selling?
Exactly. Well, that's just it. I did not know about it until I was like, okay, I just got paid today. I know I have money to buy tickets. And then I realized, oh, okay.
Turns out the ifs, ands, and buts were the fact that tickets are $700.
Jesus.
For nosebleeds at Little Caesar Arena, mm-hmm. we would have dished out about $900.
You know how many pizzas, Little Caesar's pizzas, you could buy for $700?
So many.
Like all of them.
I mean, when I say nosebleed, we're talking literally the top row mm-hmm. of the top section, like furthest away. And I was like, that doesn't even include like the driving to Detroit mm-hmm.
and having to stay overnight.
Hotel. Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Like at that point, I'll just buy the album. Right. And you know what? I won't even do that. I'll listen to it on Spotify.
Sucks though. You guys wanted to go see it.
Well, the worst part is they're acknowledging it as well.
Okay.
I guess Mark Hoppus, the bass player singer mm-hmm. of Blink 182, tried to buy tickets himself and was like, yeah, I got all the way to the cart to put in my information and the tickets were stolen out of my cart.
Oh, wow.
So and he was like, yeah, this is Ticketmaster's stupid bullshit pricing thing.
I feel like they have set some pricing though, don't they?
I guess I would have to talk to somebody who knows that better than I feel like to a degree they have to have
something. And I get it, like the fees and all that shit that they tack on.
When your fans that have been with you have to decide whether they want to make a mortgage payment mm-hmm. or go to a concert.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, they'll probably fucking sell out still.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, it reminds me of this old clip I saw of Nirvana. I think they were on like Geraldo or something. And
that's the whitest way you could have said his name.
Geraldo. That's his name,
yeah.
Right?
Geraldo, yeah. The cheese. Yeah.
Hey, I corrected myself.
Geraldo.
Geraldo.
Gerald. But yeah, they were like, hey, did you hear that? It was like Madonna's charging like $75 for tickets. And they were like, what the hell? We only charge $5. Mm-hmm. And this is after they were big.
And yeah, kids, that's 90s money. $75. That sounds expensive. It does not sound expensive now.
Yeah, especially back then it was.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Boy, her TikTok's weird.
It really is. She has like scary doll face. I don't know what happened to her.
Well, plastic surgery.
Like, almost 70, isn't she?
Yeah, but like she looks like a blow up doll.
Yeah, I think that's part. Like Josh was saying,
she's had so much plastic surgery that
Joan Rivers
none
is like,
of that
Jesus
is real
Christ,
anymore.
Knock it off.
Exactly.
From heaven.
Joan Rivers is still having plastic surgery,
I'm
mind
having
you.
Having the surgery right now.
Yeah. Man, I went to Detroit with my brother and three others. It was like six of us, I think, went to Detroit and we had Underworld tickets.
And a band that you notoriously really like.
Yeah, they don't come to the US a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So this was early 2000s, I think, 2000, 2001, somewhere in there. And when we stopped to go to the bathroom in Greektown in Detroit, we all stopped, went to a pita place, went to the bathroom. We came back out. Every single window on every single car on that block had been smashed. And whatever was available to grab and dash, they took our Underworld tickets.
You know, the worst part is they probably stole them thinking they're going to go to the theater to see Underworld.
Mm-hmm. The movie. Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale.
I don't know when that movie came out, but
it was around that point. That
time. And yeah, the sucky part was driving back in that was October. Mm-hmm. No windows. And by the time we got back, my back was all cut up from all the glass that was in the back seat. Oh,
yeah, I bet. Jeez.
It was dark. We couldn't see to clean off all the glass. So that's the other one was I was going to go to New York to see the Beastie Boys. And Mike D broke his leg in a bicycle accident. And it canceled the rest of that tour. And then I never got to see him because Mike D, MCA died.
Aww. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, it's funny how you always have those bands that you're like, I'm going to see them one day. I'm going to see them. Mm-hmm. And like, they'll come and you're like, I'll do next time. But then like next time never comes.
Yeah. And I've been to, like, I saw the Chemical Brothers in Chicago, but it was so packed that I got panicked.
Yeah.
Like claustrophobic panicked. And that was not fun. The one when we went to see the Chris Jericho's band.
Fozzy.
That was perfect. It wasn't
that packed. Was because we were like way in the back where.
Well, not in the back. We were towards the middle.
Yeah, but even then it was pretty spread out.
We could have been in the back and would have seen this show just fine too. Yeah. But it was like I didn't feel crushed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm too old to go to shows like that.
Yeah, same here.
So that was the same. It was, I saw. It was Weezer, the Foo Fighters, and the Kaiser Chiefs. And this was early 2000s. We were there so early that we were front and center.
Oh, nice.
And I was able to make it through the Kaiser Chiefs, no problem. I made it through Weezer, no problem. But goddamn, Foo Fighters went on stage, and it was the same thing. I was like, okay, I'm getting crushed. I don't like this, not one bit. So I had to get out, right. And I ended up. It was a Van Andel, so a general admission show. I was able to get back to where there's the sound guys are usually hanging. So I was still able to enjoy the show,
right.
But man, up there, that Foo Fighters crowd—they're rambunctious.
Yeah.
Then I went to, was it, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, saw Ice-T and Ice Cube at the Van Andel.
Yeah,
that was
really
chill. I think because everybody was like in their, like 45 yep. and up.
And there was probably a lot of weed in that room.
There was. I didn't even have to bring my own. I just inhaled the goodness.
Yeah, exactly. Got contact high off your neighbors.
Yeah. So so mid-2000s. Speaking of the mid-2000s, this is a clunky segue.
I love them. Clunky ones are my favorite.
I've had this idea. I've been bouncing this idea around. I thought maybe I'd do it as a Patreon. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I could do it as its own show, but I'm not going to do that. So I thought this was a perfect opportunity to bring this particular segment here.
Okay.
And I had two names for it. I don't know if I want to call it Remember Them or Whatever Happened To, but I think I'll go with Remember Them.
Okay.
And this is based on, of course, I've been over about my love of that 90s tabloid era.
Mm-hmm.
But also, another thing I was thinking about was in the mid-2000s to the beginning of 2010, with the explosion of cable television and how niche it got, is how many fringe celebrities ended up with.
Well, and especially because that was like sort of the beginning of reality TV with like Real World and stuff like that.
So I've got Kate Gosselin. Remember Kate?
Oh, yeah, that haircut.
John and Kate plus 8.
Oh,
that is the original Karen haircut. That's actually the haircut that people take the picture of. And it's like a Karen.
Yep.
So I'll give you a little background. Her. She became a registered nurse after completing a diploma program at the Reading Hospital and Medical Center in Reading, Pennsylvania. She worked as a labor and delivery nurse in Pennsylvania. Then she met John Gosselin at a company picnic on October 5th of 1997. They were married about 2 years later in 99. And then about a year later, she gave birth to twin girls, Kara and Madeline, who were premature. Gosselin became pregnant through fertility treatment. And after further treatments, she became pregnant again in 2004. She gave birth to sextuplets.
Jeez, I can't even imagine.
Aiden, Colin, Joel, and then daughters Alexis, Hannah, and Leah. So she had three of each.
Have you seen the pictures of her when she's like at the end of her?
She had to be huge.
It's terrifying.
That's a lot of roommates to have.
Yeah.
Now, following the birth of the sextuplets, the Goslings were featured in the NBC reality TV show Home Delivery when their home was renovated to accommodate their new large family. The family was then featured in a special on Discovery Health in September 2005 entitled Surviving Sextuplets and Twins. What a clunky name. Mm-hmm. A year later, then they were featured in another special entitled Sextuplets and Twins 1 year later. That was the name of that. They just took that clunky name and just added 1 year later to it. Mm-hmm. The high ratings from that special, though, Discovery Health signed the couple to a reality series which began airing in 2007 called John and Kate Plus 8, which documented their lives. Aaron watched this all the time, so I'm kind of, this is why I was like, oh yeah, I remember this. Mm-hmm. Which eventually was moved to the Learning Channel. Now, everything seemed to be going pretty well for them. They've got this television show, got their money rolling in. Well, they announced their divorce in 2009, about 2 years after the show started, and they announced that they were separating in that episode. They actually finalized their plans on the final show of that year. So John kind of was then kind of out partying and mm-hmm. living the life of a star, I guess. And
yeah, he was super big into the Ed Hardy
like, shit and the
Tigers and rhinestones.
Sparkly Tigers, yeah. And the shitty hats.
That was his vibe that he was doing in the 2000s.
We can thank Ashton Kutcher for those hats, trucker hats.
Yep.
But since the divorce, Kate has had a contentious relationship with her ex-husband, which has repeatedly made headlines. In 2016, she enrolled Colin in a program that helped him with his special needs. And on August 22nd, 2017, the police were called to an orthodontist's office after John and Kate got into a custody dispute over their sextuplet daughters. It was reported that either John or Kate took their then 13-year-old daughter to the orthodontist, and the argument erupted on who would be taking her home. How fucking embarrassing.
Good grief. No kidding.
To play that out.
Those poor kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In August 2018, John revealed an Instagram live video, because that's how you announce these things, mm-hmm. that Hannah permanently lives with him, as there has been an ongoing custody battle with Kate over their daughter. So now they're fighting over one kid. Mm-hmm. This is just...
So now the other kids feel...
They have to be getting close to, like... custodial freedom, though, right? Like, they're
97
close.
Was what was it? 99 was, or no, 2000 was the twin girls, and then in 2004. So yeah, they're what, 18 now?
Yeah, they're legal.
The youngest ones are 18 now.
Mm-hmm.
On October 24th, 2018, John and his attorney filed papers for physical and legal custody of Colin. They claim that it would be in Colin's best interest to live with his father upon his release from the inpatient center Kate enrolled him in. Then December 4th, 2018, John won sole physical and legal custody of Colin, and Kate and her attorney failed to appear.
Ooh.
Ouch. Yeah, that's a good way to lose mm-hmm. in court. Yep.
So, of course, they've got the television show, and then she went on to, I think they went six seasons, actually. Jeez. It was canceled in 2017. Now, Kate Plus Date premiered TLC June 2019 of her trying to find love, because that's how you'd play that shit out.
Good Lord.
She's written three nonfiction books, and then the bottom dropped out, so to speak. I mean, the fame dropped out. I shouldn't say the bottom dropped out, but she's since then, if you were wondering what happened to her, she's gone back into nursing.
Good for her.
Yeah. She moved to North Carolina with four of her children. And the last update I saw, some of the sextuplets have gotten jobs and, you know, fast food. And
sure.
They're starting their lives out. So.
Yep. I did find a picture, if you're curious.
I am.
About what she looked like?
That was her pregnant.
Oh, my God. It looks like special effects.
I don't want to look at it.
Look at it.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Like...
It's good that they were able to, that the kids are old enough now. Mm-hmm. It just sucks because imagine all of the six other kids that were like, oh, dad wants Colin and he wants this other daughter, but what are we?
Right.
You know, it just, the whole thing's crappy. And I don't know mm-hmm. How she is as her character. But yeah, I do remember, even though I did not watch this mm-hmm. at all, But yeah, you constantly would see updates on John, and he was like constantly partying and doing this and that. It's like,
it's kind of that era of the 2010s. Yeah. Was just so, like, these people would become stars and like it was household names.
Yeah, like Real Housewives and even like earlier 2000s, there was like all those dating shows, Rock of Love, Flavor of Love, Shot at Love with Tila Tequila. Like, and all those people, and like The Real World and Survivor and Big Brother, and like all of those people were household names, and they had their 15 minutes. And like,
yeah,
that was kind of it.
The guy that did Monster Garage got married to Sandra Bullock, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the people that do that.
I wonder if they're still married. They're not, are they?
No, I doubt
they
it.
They got a divorce.
Okay.
He was cheating on her.
Who cheats on Sandra Bullock?
Somebody who has their 15 minutes of fame think they can get someone younger?
I guess.
And that's unfortunately the truth. And because even in this Kate and John thing, it sucks because you know for her, because the fame's not there anymore, a lot of guys, unfortunately, are going to look at her. They're going to say, oh, she's got 8 kids.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, hell no. Especially because she doesn't have that money rolling in anymore. Whereas John, you know, just doesn't matter. And that's, I hate to say that, but that's unfortunately the truth.
It's a man's world.
Just if you're curious, I'm looking at Jesse James's wiki right now, who's the bike builder that was married to Sandra Bullock. He is currently on his 5th marriage.
Really?
Yep.
It's kind of color me surprised.
Yeah, right? He was first married to some lady, and then he married a stripper / adult actress.
Sounds about right.
And then he married Sandra Bullock.
He's been married twice since then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. So
Sandra Bullock, and then 2 more.
Good Lord. I can't imagine 5 marriages. One's enough, man. If I can't make this work, I'm...
He dated Kat Von D for a while, too. That's the tattoo artist. Mm-hmm. And then he got engaged to professional drag racer Alexis DeJoria.
See, that seems more like his type.
And now he's married to adult film star Bonnie Rotten.
Bonnie Rotten? Real name, by the way.
Yeah, right?
I feel totally like that's her real name. Horrible, horrible porn name.
It is. Bonnie Rotten.
I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get my jollies off to Bonnie Rotten. What kind of porn does she do?
Rotten porn.
I mean, looking at the picture... Yeah.
All holes are open for business.
Yeah. Essentially.
We'll do a necrophilia scene.
Awards and nominations. She was nominated for Best Anal Sex Scene with Ramon Namor in Evil Anal 19.
Evil Anal?
Yeah. You got to watch the first 18 or else you're lost on the plot.
You know, I'm all about the plot. Yeah. See, while most people, they skip ahead, I see at the beginning, then I skip it because I want to get to the story.
Right. You just skip the sex.
She's got a heck of a filmography here. Criminy.
I know he... As a matter of fact, when Sandra Bullock gave her, was it an Oscar
speech? For Blindside, wasn't it?
Yep, and was talking about how much she loved him and all that. Mm-hmm. That's when he was having the affair.
Yeah, nice.
Came on the Howard Stern show. So he like felt so bad during that speech. I'm like, really? That's when you felt bad?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
God.
What a putz.
Yeah, I used to watch that show, Monster Garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always liked the answer to that was on, I think, was it A&E? American Choppers.
Yes.
With like the Tuttles and like the dad who throws chairs and he's like, I'm going to stick my boot up your ass.
And the son is like, always fighting with his dad. And then there's the goofy brother.
Uh-huh.
I watched that one too. Yeah.
Oh my God. You're the goofy brother.
Yeah, I am. From what I understand, they like the dad and the son don't talk at all.
No, they had a huge falling out because he fired his son, and then his son took like half of the staff, started his own company, and was super successful. Took a bunch of clients because everyone who watched the show knew that it was him doing all the work and not the dad. And basically, the dad went broke and is like living in a trailer.
No shit.
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of stuff I like to cover with this segment. This is just
exactly
so it's bubblegum bullshit, but I eat it up.
It's Lifestyle Magazine in touch.
St- Star.
Yes.
Inquirer.
Uh-huh.
All that shit I used to sneak from my mom.
Lifestyle, the rich and the famous.
Yep. God. So, Larry,
yeah.
Do you have a mail sack for us?
I do have a mail sack for us. You think I would have remembered since we forgot it last
episode. I know. That's okay. You know
it's
what?
It's on us.
We're doing the best we can. Last week was, we had to, you know.
What did we do?
Last week we did the
thing.
Oh, the 2 weeks ago, actually, we were going to do it.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was last week because we were going to do it and then Ryan couldn't come on the show.
Right,
so
Ryan,
we were like, well, we'll save it for next week when Ryan's on the show.
Yeah.
And then Ryan was not on the show.
He was not.
Nope.
Bummer.
I know.
Well, he'll be back maybe in 2 weeks, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Hopefully. That's my thought.
Yeah, hopefully it's not a RIP.
An RIP episode. First question comes from Marcus Anthony.
Okay.
Favorite crust of pizza?
Stuffed.
Really?
I like a stuffed crust.
Hmm.
It just seems so extra. Like, I don't treat myself to stuffed crust often, but when I do, I'm like,
I'm glad you did. You're glad you did.
Yeah.
I love stuffed crust, but you know what I like more?
Mm.
I like the Jets 8-corner. So I like those. I like corner
you like
pieces.
The crusty,
caramelized, nice and, crusty.
Yeah.
I would say second to stuffed crust is thin crust. I really like a good thin crust.
The thin crust is great. You get the pizza taste.
Yeah. See, and like I can't do that deep dish stuff. That's too much. And for someone who grew up like loving bread, being Dutch, like bread is life. That's too much bread. I'm going to get that tattoo, bread is life.
And butter.
Four or five years ago, Ryan, Marty, and I went to Chicago, and we stopped at the deep dish Chicago place, and that was
Giordano's.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
It's that. See, and then that's too much toppings. Like
the whole thing is just too much.
Yeah, there has to be an appropriate ratio of toppings to crust.
I do like a good garlic parmesan crust.
Oh yeah, like a flavored crust.
Yeah.
Hungry Howie's.
Well, yeah, cardboard.
Right, hungry cardboard.
I guess if I'm gonna go fast food pizza, it's Pizza Hut for me.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I like theirs. Just their standard crust.
Like Aaron loves Little Caesars.
Yeah.
So I'll entertain it. It's not my favorite.
That's kind of our go-to because A, it's cheap, and B, it pleases everyone.
Yeah.
Because Asher will only eat the breadsticks because he's apparently a vegetarian.
They've ruined those crazy bread.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's like and mushy and it's
anymore.
Not good.
I know.
Okay, glad I'm not the only one.
No, we gotcha.
Marcus Anthony's second question, favorite leftover food that tastes better the next day?
Oh.
I'll say chili.
Oh, that's a good one.
The flavors marinate.
Favorite leftover food that tastes better the next day?
Mm-hmm.
Fruit salad.
Okay.
There's, because it's not like you're, like, from a canned fruit cocktail.
Right.
We do this thing, it's like mandarin oranges and...
Yeah, I make, it's essentially all canned fruits, but you mix them all together, and then I do a can of peach pie filling to, like, glaze the salad. I think I've made it for you before.
Yeah, it's good. It's very good.
No,
yeah.
That's not
it. What one are you talking about then?
The one that has, like, yogurt in it.
Like ambrosia.
Ambrosia salad. Okay.
Yeah, I like that after it's had a day to kind of sit and marinate and fester.
Fester. Yeah. I'm gonna say, you know what I like the next day, and it has to be straight out of the fridge, fried chicken.
Yeah, Aaron does not understand my enjoyment of cold fried chicken.
I think I might prefer cold fried
chicken
to hot fried chicken.
I think it's good. I don't necessarily think it's better.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is good out of the fridge. Yeah, you can't reheat it.
No.
I don't know why. It loses its magic when you reheat
it. Well, and I like a good cold, like, because if I make like a chicken, like a roast chicken, and whatever's left over, I pull all the meat off. And then the next day I'll do a chicken sandwich where it's just bread, butter, chicken, salt, more butter, more bread. And that's like comfort foodie to me.
Yeah, that does sound
Dutch
good.
Dutch eats.
It is Dutch eats. It's the blandest Dutch. You can get.
The only way it could be different is if it was bread, butter, sugar, right. chicken, butter, sugar.
Substitute rusk for your bread.
Yeah, exactly.
Brad Folger asks, what is everyone's favorite home-cooked meal and favorite take? Well, we'll start with a home-cooked meal. Everyone's favorite home-cooked meal.
Ooh. I feel like that's always tough. Changing.
Yeah, right?
I'm not going to pick any. I'm going to pick something that my mom makes because I feel like picking something that I make is kind of like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Self-serving. I don't know. I like all the stuff that I make because I'm an excellent cook. My favorite thing that my mom makes, and it's really simple, but I just can't do it the same way she can. Mm-hmm. She would always make me scrambled egg sandwiches, and it's just toast. And like she would make scrambled eggs into a square to go on the bread and a slice of American cheese and just buttered toast on the top.
Sounds so good.
And it was really good. And Josh can attest to the fact. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm broken when it comes to scrambled eggs. I've never made a good scrambled egg in my life.
Really?
I can make fried eggs. Huh. I can make literally anything else. Scrambled eggs eludes me. And I do not know why.
Huh.
I mean, he's seen the shit that I've put on a plate and called scrambled eggs. It's terrifying.
That's why I make scrambled
eggs. That's why whenever we talk about scrambled eggs, he's like, hey, I got it.
Yeah, the culinary expert has it.
Yep.
Oh, home cooked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You better pick something made from
my dad's tater tot casserole.
Oh, God.
Are your dad's potatoes?
Oh, the tater tot casserole is so good.
I tried to make it for him once using his dad's recipe, and he's like, it's okay.
It's not the
you
same.
Fucker.
You know what, though?
Fire, my friend.
You know what I really could go for right now, though? Hmm. Is your pesto chicken.
That is a good recipe.
It's pesto chicken.
It's like 9 bazillion calories.
Yeah, it is.
You know, all the good stuff is.
Heavy cream pasta. And cream cheese and pasta and pesto and mozzarella cheese and parmesan cheese. And yeah, it's a doozy. It's a good one, though.
I will go with, and I'm going to do the same thing now. Not that I cook, because I do the majority of the cooking. So I'm going to pick my dad's country style beef ribs that he makes on the grill. Barbecued up. Mm.
That sounds good.
It is very good. And Brad's second question is favorite takeaway / fast food meal. Again, changes all the time.
You know what I had one time that I would love to have again is the that Arby's.
I knew you were going to say that.
What was it called?
You're talking about the Wagyu burger?
Yes.
Oh, you raved about that.
Yeah, you did.
It was
And I got so him that good. As a surprise.
Ooh.
And I only had it
surprise
the one
burger
time.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
That with Arby's curlies. And
yeah, those curly fries are magic. Even the frozen store-bought ones are pretty good.
Yeah, they're decent.
Yeah. They're not as good as going.
No, definitely not.
I'm frying it in that roast beef oil.
Yes, I'm sure that's what it is. Yeah. The roast beef squirt.
Give me that special sauce, baby.
You know what? I am a simple woman. Mm-hmm. I think when I think fast food, like my go-to is McDonald's. Thank it's you,
the
Josh.
Two cheeseburger meal.
It is the two cheese.
So good.
The two cheeseburger meal with the fries and a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Like it just hits every thing that needs to be hit.
I swear they use scientists to figure out the ratio of mustard, ketchup, pickle, and onion.
They're perfect. They are perfect. Like the bun is perfect. The ketchup is like the perfect consistency and sweet and like the right amount. Mm-hmm. The only thing that pisses me off is when they put on too many fucking pickles.
See, I love extra pickles.
Because like sometimes you'll go through and you get the one guy who's like real enthusiastic about the pickles and onions and you take a bite and you're like, what the fuck is this shit falling out all over the place? I don't like that. It has to be like 3 pickles.
But out of the box.
Is there a certain pickle like ratio that they're supposed to? What's the number of cheeseburger pickles supposed to be?
Is it 1 or 2?
I think it's 2.
Yeah.
Burger King's pickles are awful, by the way. I just want to throw that in.
You think everything at Burger King is awful.
Look, the Whopper is good, but my complaint about it is it sticks with the taste, just sits in your mouth.
It's that broiled, flame broiled thing.
Stick there too. Yeah. It's good. The Whopper's good if the line of McDonald's is too long.
Breakfast is.
It's only the one thing.
Yeah.
Like the croissants.
I would rather do Taco Bell for breakfast.
The Breakfast Crunchwrap, right? Yeah.
Oh, God. We haven't had that in ages.
Mm-hmm. My pick is Five Guy cheeseburger, bacon burger.
Yes. Yep.
With the Cajun fries.
Oh, every God. Time,
that's exactly what I get.
So good.
Someday, I won't.
They closed the one by my house, but by my house, but it was within a 10-minute drive.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanna someday try their hot dog to see if it's actually
just
any good.
Just to try it?
They probably do that good, too.
I feel like they tried the Five Guys hot dog on GMM.
Yeah,
they were unimpressed.
Yeah, you know what?
Recent episode.
Realistically, I would go there like, yeah, I'm going to do that. No, I want a burger.
Yeah, it's like, I don't go out for a hot dog unless it's a ball game, but that just seems like
going to that's like going to an ice cream shop. Like, that's like going to Cold Stone and getting like a popsicle.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what I'm here for.
Or going to Dairy Queen and getting a hot dog. Chicken sandwich. Or,
exactly.
It's so weird.
It is. Oh. Of Triple Trouble, we're talking. Right, even the fans know.
Yeah, see, you know.
Dylan Navarro asks, any good Audible book recommendations? This would be a good one if Ryan was here, because he listens to a lot of Audible books.
Yeah.
I listened to The Witcher series on Audible.
Of course you did.
And it was very well done. The guy, I can't remember what his name is, but he gave a good voice to each character. Mm. So it didn't take long for me to figure out who was speaking the lines. I also listened to Stephen King's It on there. Mm. Chris Jericho actually does all of his own books. He does the audio.
He is also the voiceover guy for the Vice Dark Side of Wrestling series.
Nice.
Really good. And they just did and I'm in the middle of watching it. Vice has a Dark Side of Comedy now.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, nice.
Very good.
Interesting.
Fan and of the show who's actually been on Potty Slam, Cody Laveau is actually writing a book right now.
Yep.
And when he's
called
done
Harangi with, Fire. Hmm. It's a Korean Viking novel.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, it started
with
off
all
as
LGBTQ characters.
That
just to piss, like he's literally he started it just to piss people off.
Okay,
because he did a TikTok that blew up and had millions of views, and because of people that were pissed off about Lord of the Rings, the show having black people in it, so he's like, what the hell? Hey, so he made the joke and people funded it. We did.
Yeah, and he's got over I think $12,000. Wow. That's on his Kickstarter.
That's good enough to start a book, I would think. Yeah.
And that's the thing is he's going to be doing he's going to be reading it as well for
for the audiobook.
You got a free plug.
Yeah. I don't do audiobooks a whole lot. I just don't have the time, really. I think the only one I ever listened to is when I was donating plasma. I listened to Jurassic Park, the audiobook, which was very good.
Read by a dinosaur.
Yep. Uh-huh. It was hard to understand, but it's okay. Mostly I just do, because we have Kindle Unlimited, and I just read romance novels, like really, really smutty ones.
I don't listen to audiobooks either. And then when I do read, it's got to be like biographies or nonfiction.
Yeah.
Of course, because that's all I watch too. Right. Okay. And Brian Aguilar has a second question. What song would you like to be played every time you would walk into a room?
That's a good question.
Be like your wrestling theme song.
Well, if I picked a song by Motorhead, that April would be real pissed.
Oh my God, whenever he
I've been doing this for years.
Yeah, whenever he plays Triple H's entrance music, I know what's coming, and it's because he has water in his mouth and he's going to spray water all over me. He did it the other night in bed. And I was like, but these are our sheets. Now the bed is wet.
Yeah, I've been for years.
So annoyed.
You know, once it hits that guitar part, that whee!
We had a stain on the roof of our old car because he Triple H'd in the car and made the roof wet.
See, there's the most beautiful thing about this isn't that I do it. It's that Asher now does it too.
Great. April's so impressed with that. Oh my gosh.
You wanted to come up here.
Not that way, apparently.
There's no right way. Why don't you take him? He wants to be with you, not me.
Because he looks happy. Oh, he's giving you kisses now.
This fucking dog, I swear.
Okay, so yours is, you're saying it's Triple H's theme?
You know what? Yes.
Wow.
Great. Mine, the first thing I thought of, and it's really random, but I like the song a lot, is the song New Shoes by Paolo Nutini.
Oh, it's a good song.
Mm-hmm. It's a real snappy.
Boy, I split on this one, but I think, because neither one are like my favorite songs,
mm-hmm.
but I think it would be good to enter a room with. And I'm going to go with Van Halen's Jump.
Oh, nice.
That opening synth line.
Ooh, that's like, it's kind of like a, you could hear that at like a basketball game.
Yeah.
You know, like when they're introducing the players, the lights go out and all the strobes and stuff. And
someone's having a seizure in the front row.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Aguilar also asks, is the P.O. box still open? No, it is not. Collier J asks, you guys get the chance to fight any historical figure throughout history at WrestleMania 69. Who are you fighting and why is it Helen Keller? Well, he knew.
God damn it, I was going to say Helen Keller.
He knew.
I was going to say Stephen Hawking.
Just push him down the ramp?
Yeah.
Just get on like a small flight of stairs. It's mm-hmm. his biggest weakness.
That's the hardest part of the ring.
Yeah, it's Helen Keller. Why is it Helen Keller? Because I can win, I think.
Right.
I think I have the
advantage. That might be the only person you'd be able to beat.
Yeah, pretty much. Especially now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I could beat a Helen Keller's corpse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Alex Bayoff asks, favorite pasta dish and why?
Lasagna.
Wow, why?
Quick fire.
Well, because I think it is the best of all worlds. It has the perfect layers of sauce, meat, cheese, and pasta. I mean, don't get me wrong. All Italian dishes are the same.
Right.
Same mm-hmm. ingredients and mm-hmm. whatnot. Just
mixed differently.
Yeah.
Mixed or folded.
Different noodles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's something about lasagna that's always been my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. You know, I was inclined to say like ravioli, because I do like a good ravioli. But I think my favorite, and this is going to make me sound so like impossibly white and Midwestern.
Yes.
I really like pasta salad. Like.
Oh, yeah. I like that pasta salad.
We went out for Chinese the other night and they had pasta salad at the Chinese place. And I was like, okay.
They know their clientele.
Like, well, it was funny because they had the pasta salad and they had, what else did they have that was like also Italian?
Well, I had like French fries.
Oh, they had mozzarella sticks too.
This
yeah.
is not Chinese.
It was
authentic Chinese.
Chinese Italian fusion.
Yeah.
Except for it wasn't fused. It was just next to each other in the, in the buffet. Enough. So yeah, I would say pasta salad. And I like both. I like mayonnaise based pasta salads and I also like oil based pasta salads.
So you don't,
I might even prefer oil-based pasta salads.
You don't discriminate on your pasta salads. No. I'm not a big pasta person, but I do like a good Alfredo, pasta primavera.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
With the broccoli and the cauliflower and carrots and the cheese sauce. That's really good.
I'm not also going to sneeze at a good macaroni and cheese.
You know what? Lobster mac and cheese. We had some the other night.
Yeah. Oh.
It's delish. Could have used some bacon in it.
Not enough meat.
Yeah, right.
I get that.
I'm hungry now.
Final question. Well, that's good because we got a final question here. Ryan Bertram asks, who is everyone's favorite comedian?
Oh, boy.
I can go first.
Yeah.
Of all time, for me, it's my head's blanking.
Carson Daly.
We'll skip. We'll come back to Larry.
Yeah, why am I blanking?
I feel like I know yours, April.
Who do you think mine is?
I would say it's Bo Burnham.
Yeah, it's Bo Burnham.
And why?
And why? Because he is unabashedly like offensive, but he's offensive to be funny because he knows he's not supposed, like, he's not intentionally being offensive. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't think any of the things that he say, like, says, like, truly. He's also super smart, like, especially the new, you know, Inside that he did is like very cerebral for for a comedian. But I've loved everything he's ever done. And he's really genuinely musically talented.
He's hitting at a level that most comedians don't hit until 20 years into their career.
And he was hitting at that level at like, which is 16. That's,
yeah, not normal.
You know, some of the stuff that he wrote that he performed like in his bedroom at his parents' house is like far and above anything, you know. I never understood why he wasn't more universally popular, but I get that because it's so dry, like super dry and super like wordplay
awesome
stuff
it.
That I mean, at the risk of sounding like you do have to be
smart
to understand the puns that he's making and the jokes that he's right. making.
My favorite of all time is George Carlin.
Okay, there we go. Carl. Yeah, you know,
so embarrassing. And my current favorite is Doug Stanhope.
Oh, okay.
So that's the mail sack.
Well, Josh didn't say.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
Too bad. No, just kidding. What is...
do you consider Jack Black a comedian?
I don't know if he's a stand-up comedian, but he's a comedic actor.
Actor, but...
You know, this is our rules. It's our show.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Jack Black. Nice. There's everything I've ever seen him in. I think he's one of the funniest guys. He's his delivery for lines is always on point. Mm-hmm. Even the worst movies that he's been in, like the Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
You know,
Nacho Libre is legendary.
It's bad, though.
It is.
Legendarily bad.
Uh-huh. But I can't help it. That guy makes me laugh every time.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, I see, like, he'll do, like, really good acting jobs, but then he'll fall back and just kind of do his
shtick.
I'm Jack Black. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey was doing that for a while at the beginning, too. It's like, okay.
Well, one of my favorite Jack Black performances is, interestingly enough, the one where he's, like, the least... Jack Blackie, and that's in The Holiday. Mm-hmm. He's in that film, and he plays... I mean, he's still Jack Black, but he's not, like, that amped up, like, super loud, you know. He's playing a part, and he did a really good job.
Like, one of Aaron and I's favorite movies of all time is School of Rock.
Mm-hmm.
That's him being a great actor.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why, but I mean, I've had... What was it? We were watching something, and he was in it, and April was like, yeah, if they were to make a movie about you...
Jack Black would play Josh. For sure.
Definitely. Same energy.
Mm-hmm.
Same beard.
Yep.
And that has been your mail sack. So there we go.
Yeah, look at that.
Another therapy episode, and we're done at 9:08.
Gotta love it.
I do.
We could still watch our show.
What show? What show are you watching?
Midnight Meeting. Midnight Club.
I thought that was a video game.
Oh, well, you know. Yeah, it's a horror. Well, not kind of.
It's a thriller. So I don't know if you recall. I know you're not a big horror guy, but it's on Netflix. The Haunting of Hill House, Haunting of Bly Manor, Midnight Mass. They were all directed by the same guy, Mike Flanagan, and he uses sort of like American Horror Story, where they have the same cast members that they use, but they tell different stories with those same people. It's sort of the same as that, where he uses a lot of the same actors and actresses, but for totally different stories. And they call it the Flaniverse. Because, of course, you have to have a
everything's a universe.
A buzzword.
Now. That's the thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm so, like, they're like, Black Adam. I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like, they're getting the ones I've never even heard of.
Yeah. I know.
Like, it's like The Rock. Okay, I guess. I mean, The Rock kind of plays the same character every time.
Yeah, he does.
Too.
The Rock doesn't act. The Rock is just The Rock.
I saw this picture.
Like, Dwayne Johnson in every film is just Dwayne Johnson.
I saw this picture once where it was like four different pictures of Dwayne Johnson standing in the jungle wearing like dark green pants and a tan shirt. And it said, these are four different movies.
Yep.
Yep.
And he's literally wearing the exact same thing.
Yeah, he is.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
But I guess, yeah, him and Vin Diesel had some sort of fallout.
Oh yeah. Big one over Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
That's why they're not making any more movies together.
Brock was like, yeah, I'm used to like people actually showing up and knowing how to do their fucking job or something. Like, he said something to that effect.
It was from what I understood. And obviously this is all, again, this is like that lifestyle in touch drama.
Yum.
What was it? Vin Diesel tried to like make a Instagram post about like, oh, we're all family here. We're all da da da. And The Rock was like, fuck you, bro. We are definitely not.
That I appreciate.
Yeah.
Keeping it real is the term the kids use.
I just want more Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart films.
Yeah.
Because there aren't enough of those.
And like Jumanji.
Like Jumanji.
With Jack Black.
With the green vest and the...
Uh-huh.
Well, I did not see that. Is that good, Jumanji?
Jumanji is horrible, but Jumanji's awesome.
No, I prefer Giamanji.
Yeah.
Paul Giamanji. That's a great actor.
Giamanji is the Italian overdub.
Jumanji.
No, the Jumanji.
The reboot, right.
Yeah,
both of them, because there were two of them, and they were like, I was genuinely impressed by how good they were. I went in, although I did go in with very low expectations, but I enjoyed it and like would watch it again.
The first one, it's Jack's character is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a teenage girl.
Really? Oh, yeah, because that's right. They become characters.
Yep.
From the game. He was in one of the King Kong movies.
Skull Island, I think.
Very good.
I thought he was great in that movie. Immaculate in that.
Well, there
he's
you go. There's
watch our, more Jack Black movies, I guess.
Or don't.
Fucking, we're not your boss.
Yeah.
Maybe we are. You. Maybe you're sitting here waiting for instructions from us. In that case, take a shower.
Yes, definitely.
Wash
do
your
that.
Ass, wash your balls if you've got them.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a bowl of cereal.
Ooh.
Cereal
first, then milk.
But don't wash your balls in between.
Yeah. I've heard this cereal, then milk. I'm like, people do it the other way around.
Yeah, it's fucked.
What monster puts the milk in first?
I don't know. I've never even heard of that.
That's just who, what? That's not logical.
No. You don't know how much milk you need until you got the cereal in the bowl. Exactly. But then...
And how's the stuff on the top going to get saturated? It won't.
If you have milk left in the bottom, sprinkle a little more cereal.
Of course. That's the...
No, you know, I'm a realist. I'm going to drink the milk and then just pour more.
Oh, you're just going to pour a whole new bowl. I feel like I'm not doing anything wrong if I just use up the milk that's in there.
At that point, it's a matter of like using everything.
Yeah.
Like, because you don't want to throw that milk away.
No.
And I would not drink that milk because I don't drink milk.
So there you go.
I eat it on cereal, but I would not drink it. Mm-hmm. So if I have a little bit left in the bowl, if I've misjudged my cereal to milk ratio... Mm-hmm. I will pour myself a small amount of cereal back in the bowl.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's your cereal update.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So we'll see you guys in another week. Well, we won't see you. You'll hear us, though, in another week. And then in 2 weeks, hopefully, Ryan will be back.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Milk and cereal.
Milk and cereal.
Milk and cereal.
Cereal and milk.
Milk and cereal.
Cereal, cereal.
Milk and cereal.
Cereal and milk.
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 Give them to the needy.
Feeling kind of greedy. I keep them for myself. 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 I keep them for myself.
No, I keep them for myself. I keep them for myself.
I keep them for myself.
Mom likes special care.
Can't pinch an inch. You 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 can't pinch an inch. The magic is delicious.
Yeah, I'm like a jar.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.